Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about new cars and classic cars with the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, who is standing by. We'll talk about some of the recent new vehicles that have been tested by the folks at Consumer Guide Automotive. We'll also do a little bit of reminiscing, as we always like to do with our very special guest. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at any time throughout the hour at the irregular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email anytime throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, 24/7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Either one will suffice. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors here to the broadcast. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate your time and always get such a wonderful response every time that you're with us here on the show. So it's a holiday weekend here in America. Of course, we're heard on AM 800, the information station, CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. So the Canadian folks don't celebrate Labor Day. But any particular things that the Appel family is doing for this Labor Day?
Unfortunately, we're redecorating my daughter's bedroom. So I'm spattered in paint as we speak.
Very good. I can relate. No question. My daughter is quite young, but she has a pink bedroom here, kind of modeled after Minnie Mouse. So I remember it well, not just literally within the last year that occurred. What color paint are you adorned with today?
Well, what's happening is my daughter just entered high school, so we are doing away with the printed horse motif and going to a solid light blue, and we bought her a grown-up desk, so that's what's happening.
Very good. All kinds of changes are happening at the Appel household as well as in the automotive world as we continue to see lots and lots of news happening all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is really something different that we've seen in the last few years, Tom. I know we've touched on it before, but it seems like not a day goes by that some automaker isn't sending out some press release, and sometimes it's pretty significant news as well.
Is. Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to keep up. It used to be that you could sit down at the end of the week and just go, oh, yeah, and just digest the news of the week. And now it's an active thing you need to make time for.
Very true. Since the last time we talked the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, of course, we were talking about that. But the folks at Dodge at the Woodward Dream Cruise just 1 week ago, they announced just before the Woodward Dream Cruise that they are going to build a Charger variant of the Hellcat, and this will make it the most powerful and fastest sedan in the entire world. So kudos once again to Tim Kaniskis and the entire team there at Dodge.
Yeah, it's interesting that Dodge, rather out of nowhere, suddenly came out and challenged every AMG and every BMW M vehicle on the planet with a 200-mile-an-hour plus Dodge Charger. I didn't see that coming, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I kind of did. I mean, I actually asked the question, and it was very much avoided by the folks at Dodge a number of months ago. But I had my suspicions. But certainly for arrested adolescents like myself and folks that love high-performance vehicles, this is going to be a great high-performance bargain. I expect it to be priced a little bit higher than the Challenger, probably about $65,000. But 0 to 60 in 3.7, 707 horsepower. This outdoes the mighty M5 from BMW, all the AMG products from Mercedes-Benz, all the R products from Jag, and really, without question, puts a statement out there. I know Tim was quoted in saying that there was no business case for either one of these models, that no one was knocking on their door saying, please build us the 700 horsepower vehicle. We just did it because we wanted to make a statement. And in today's world, and especially in the climate of a huge company like the Fiat Chrysler organization, I mean, this is no small accomplishment to get done today for a car company of that size to build a niche vehicle like this.
No, there's usually so much bureaucracy that stands in the way. And then Dodge being this small, rather small part of a small company that's part of a huge company, it's amazing that they were ever able to get clearance to do that and now have the least expensive 200-mile-an-hour car on the planet.
Absolutely amazing. We have lots of new vehicles to talk about, and I've been popping in and out of dealerships down here in Orlando, Florida in the last few weeks, and it's amazing to me. As a matter of fact, it was a week ago Saturday, I was at a Hyundai dealership in Orlando, and it was like a feeding frenzy. It was unbelievable. The customers were coming through the door. The sales people were just like sharks that were circling the prey. It was something else, but certainly when you look at the Hyundai portfolio, and you guys recently had an opportunity to test drive the 2015 Hyundai Genesis V8. I did not have the opportunity to go on that launch, and I have not had that vehicle land in my press car driveway as of yet, but certainly I've seen it at the International Auto Shows when it was introduced, but just to see it there on the dealership lot and to see people getting in and out of the vehicle, this is very much a step up from the previous generation Genesis. They've built on an already solid reputation with that vehicle, and really I think they're going to do quite well with this new offering.
I think so, too. Before, the Genesis was something of a niche vehicle for Hyundai, you know, and sold as a very small percentage of total vehicles compared to the very popular Sonata. But I think that this is going to change some minds. People looking for a bargain price Mercedes are not going to find that here. There's still certain refinement issues there, but it's an incredible value for the money. Just to get a V8 of that refinement and to get a cabin that looks like that and that kind of equipment for the money that Hyundai is charging, it's an incredible deal. And I think there are going to be people stepping up into luxury vehicles that didn't expect to do so.
And you guys had the opportunity to test out the 5-liter, the V8 version of the Genesis. The V6, of course, is the standard engine, the 3.8, but certainly this V8 model is definitely a very good performer. What was your overall impression of this vehicle? Did you get a chance to spend much time in it?
Yeah, I took a full turn in the vehicle, and I was very impressed by the vehicle. I think the thing that that strikes you most is the power delivery. This is a wonderful, just jewel-like V8 with all sorts of torque down low. Really makes great noise when you hit the gas, and the 8-speed automatic works very well with it. And the cabin is extremely nice. It's right there with where you'd expect a car of this price to be, and then a little bit better. The place where Hyundai still comes up short is the place where this car comes up short, but far, far better than before. And Hyundai still doesn't strike the right handling balance that European manufacturers can. But but I think most drivers aren't going to notice that and aren't going to care. I think if you're really an enthusiast, you're going to pick up on some of these little things. But for the money, there's absolutely no beating the Genesis.
And when we come back on the other side, I'll throw out a couple of more comments about the Genesis, and then we're going to continue to tell you about some of the new vehicles that Consumer Guide has had their hands on, and we're also going to do some reminiscing, as we love to do, with our great friend Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbon from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Can you feel a
everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. We'll be back with Tom in a moment. But in the meantime, are you like me? Are you dreaming about owning that new Dodge Challenger Hellcat for 2015, or the upcoming new Corvette Z06, or maybe you're looking for that ultimate classic car to cruise on Woodward next year? Well, folks, we all know cars is an expensive habit and passion, and in most cases, they require extra money. I'm inviting all of you to attend a free webinar to help learn about stock market, the stock market, and investing directly from my good friends, Phil Grandy and Donnie Cogswell. If you're in the market now, Phil and Donnie are going to teach you how to adapt. And if you're not in the market, they're going to teach you how to invest so you'll have that extra money. This free class will cover stock market trading and investing for all skill levels. What have you got to lose? You will learn how to protect yourself in this market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this webinar, go to, write this one down, www.stocks, and then the numeral 4, so that's stocks, number 4, cars.com. That's stocks4cars.com. Or you can give Phil's gang a call at 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. And callers, please use promo code AUTO so that they know that you heard about it right here. Tom Appel is with us. We're talking about new cars. We're also going to be talking about some really funky stories that Tom does so well, including the best-selling cars in Russia, vehicles, I should say. And also we're going to hark back the years, as Johnny Carson used to say, and go back to a couple of different times in the 1980s, including 1985, the affordable sporty coupes of the 1985. But right now we're talking about some new vehicles that Consumer Guide has taken through the paces, and we're focusing on the Hyundai Genesis V8 for 2015. Tom, when I first saw this vehicle at one of the auto shows where it was introduced, I forget, they all kind of blur together. I think it was Detroit that it was actually debuted at. It might have been someplace else, but there are so many styling cues on this vehicle that remind me of other brands. It's got kind of the big grille from the Audi family. It also has, even its basic Genesis logo reminds me of what we see on a Bentley these days. And then when you look inside the vehicle, you can't help but notice there's definitely a tip of the hat to both Mercedes-Benz and BMW in the way the dash is designed. Did you happen to notice those things when you were in the vehicle?
I did, and funny story in that regard. Every day I drive through the exact same McDonald's to pick up an iced tea on my way to work, and the guy that hands me my iced tea is something of a car guy, and we always have a brief chat, much to the chagrin of the people behind me in line, about what I'm driving. And when I pulled through with the Genesis, the first thing he said is, "The new Aston Martin." Which I suspect would please Hyundai very much to hear.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about this vehicle, because this is a vehicle that I haven't driven either. But, you know, I love the AMG products from Mercedes, but they're all quite expensive. And, you know, I've said to myself a few times, you know, what a great family car, because it's just my wife and my daughter. The CLA 45 AMG would be with all-wheel drive. I've sat in a bunch of them. Again, hopefully one of these days I'll get behind the wheel. But I've heard mixed reviews from various journalists about this vehicle. What was the Consumer Guide verdict on the Mercedes-Benz CLA 45 AMG and your personal take on this vehicle?
Yeah, the official Consumer Guide take would have been a mixed review. In fact, our editor, Rick Cotto, was a little less satisfied with the vehicle than I was. He's very attuned to transmission behavior, and this particular vehicle uses a 7-speed double clutch transmission. I think you have two things working in this car that are both fairly energetic and fairly active. And when they pair together, I think you have something of a problem. And that's the 6-speed dual clutch. And that is a very high strung 2-liter turbocharged engine that's good for well over 300 horsepower. And when they work together around town, there's a lot of handshaking and changing ideas. And what you have is an experience that's a little bit less than smooth. Pulling away from a stoplight, you'll feel something of a clunk. When you're slowing down, you'll feel the transmission make a couple of decisions that involve lurching and stopping. Hitting the gas quickly after you've slowed down a little bit can confuse the transmission as well. And I think that for people who spend a lot of time in traffic, or in just commuter situations, I think that they're going to find this car a little bit frustrating. That said, this car was a joy once you hit the gas, once you get on the highway, once you hit an on-ramp or an off-ramp. This transmission just clicks off shifts really quickly. There's all sorts of power, and the handling's fantastic. It's a bit of a two-headed monster in that regard. It could be a lot of fun, but you put up with a little bit.
It's amazing the amount of power, as you said, that they have wrung out of this 2-liter engine. It's 355 horsepower, and some people have said to me that it doesn't really feel that strong. How about in your opinion? Did it feel that strong, Tom?
Just flat out, I thought it did. Yeah, I thought it felt very fast. There was all sorts of power. Passing, merging power is fantastic. On-ramp power is great. Just breaking away from the pack, trying to get ahead in traffic, there was all sorts of power. I thought it felt strong.
It starts at 48,000 and change, but of course, once you start checking those boxes, it can get expensive very quickly. And I would imagine for the vast majority of our listeners who are in love with the CLA, it seems like the CLA is kind of the baby CLS, the four-door coupe-esque vehicle in much more affordable form. And I noticed in your notes that you recommended that most people take a look at that vehicle, the 250 CLA.
Yeah, which I had time to drive recently, a couple months prior, and that's a very livable vehicle with a much more refined drivetrain. And I think that that's going to do what people need very well. This is a great entry point, you know, to AMG if you wanted it, but it did fall short of those products and power delivery.
It sounds like it needs a little mid-life cycle update. Hopefully we'll get that in the next year or so. Let's talk about the Volt. Speaking of mid-cycle updates, I know for 2015, General Motors has already announced that the upcoming North American International Auto Show in Detroit, we will see just that. But you guys recently spent some time in the 2014 Volt. Tell us all about it, Tom.
Yeah, one of the things that we really wanted to do was try to drive this as normally as possible. So we would plug in at the office, sort of the opposite of what most people do, have a charging station, but we have a level 2 240-volt station at the office. So we'd plug it in as much as we could at the office and try to drive it fairly normally, although we did pay attention to, if people aren't familiar, the bouncing ball on the dashboard, which is something that tells you how to accelerate and decelerate for maximum power retention and savings. So
cool.
One thing I've never done before is to brake for most effective regenerative braking to recharge the battery.
Wow. Hold that thought, Tom. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. Attention, all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green at PhilsGang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stock. Using the PhilsGang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We want to say hi to everybody listening in the Motor City on one of our flagship stations, the information station, AM 800 CKLW. Thanks so much to Keith and the entire gang there. We get such a tremendous response from you guys. And we also want to thank our very special guest, Tom Appel, who is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And we're talking about some new cars, and Tom was telling us about the Chevrolet Volt. Why don't we talk a little bit more about the Volt? You mentioned that you're doing a little bit of what they refer to as hypermiling. You're trying to achieve significant fuel economy by braking a lot more than often, using the gauge on the Volt, and the whole purpose of that is for the regenerative braking aspect. So tell us more, Tom.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We drove it, and John, our editor John Beal, and I did most of the driving in the Volt, and we drove it to maximize distance, but not to compromise our comfort at all. So we did use the air conditioning, and we did drive by night sometimes, so we used the headlights, both of which can be a tax on the battery. But one of my goals was to see if I could drive entirely on electric power in the Volt. And long story short, I was able to. My round trip commute is 34 miles, but I have to do things like pick up my daughter and run to the store and things like that, so I packed on the miles. What we found is, despite General Motors' claim of 38 miles per charge, during the rather pleasant weather, the rather battery-friendly pleasant, not too hot weather, we were getting distances as high as 54 miles from a full charge.
Wow. So that is really significant. The Volt and its Cadillac sibling, the ELR, have been kind of a mixed bag success for General Motors. It's going to be interesting to see how they update it for 2015 to perhaps lure more drivers into it. Certainly, I think this range extender technology, having the gasoline engine there, which runs in generator mode all the time, so it's always an electric battery, but nevertheless, having the safety of being able to drive this electric vehicle at any time, if you have to get up in the middle of the night and, God forbid, go to the hospital or something, you're not going to be stuck because your electric vehicle is being charged up. You could drive this vehicle coast to coast without stopping if need be.
Yeah, I think that the 2016, and we don't know a lot about it yet, I think that if they made a few simple changes, they could wildly broaden the car's appeal. One of the things that they need to do, and I believe they're going to do, is to add a third place to the rear seat. Right now, because of the way the battery pack is arranged, which is along the spine of the vehicle, it's a four-place vehicle. There is no center seat in the back, and I believe that's something they're going to address with the new car. And there's a good chance that the range is raised to something closer to 50 miles, which should, again, improve the car's appeal massively.
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of the Consumer Guide Automotive. I have been reading it since literally I was a kid many years ago. And, Tom, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the history of Consumer Guide and also all the wonderful things that you guys have online, tell our listeners about what they're missing out on if they're not already looking at and bookmarking your website.
Yeah, thanks for giving me the chance. Consumer Guide's been around since 1967, and a lot of us have old copies of Consumer Guide Car and Truck Test in their basement someplace. They've been in print since 1967. Since that time, we've gone completely digital. So we've got the Consumer Guide. That's our new car reviews, consumerguide.com. And then we've got the blog where we have a little bit fun. That's the CG Daily Drive. And that's online as well, CG Daily Drive. You can get to it from consumerguide.com or go there directly. And then every year we do our Best Buy Awards as well, and we're working on those right now and plan to announce those on December 1st.
Excellent. Well, let's go back in time and look at one of the pieces, and there are several. We won't get to them all today, but this one really caught my eye. Consumer Guide tests the affordable sport coupes of 1985, and you've got a picture of a Pontiac Fiero with Daryl Hall and John Oates, and I particularly like John Oates is on the hood of the Fiero as if he's a supermodel. It's a little bit scary, but nonetheless, they've had a remarkable career and certainly were on fire back in that day. Let's talk about the affordable sporty coupes of 1985. This is also a year that I guess is important in identifying generations. Tell us a little bit about that, Tom.
Yeah, it's a very strange year because that's the year that it seems that the generation that may or may not be Gen X and may or may not be the baby boomers were graduating high school. So it's a very important divisional line in the sand for what demographers like to call us or how they try to identify us.
Well, let's talk about some of these very affordable vehicles. And there were a lot for 1985, beginning with the Fiero SE, which had a base price of $8,319 with a not-so-powerful four-cylinder engine, but this car was always a very good-looking car.
Yeah, it's an incredibly good-looking car. I did have a chance to drive one at the time. I actually had a cousin who purchased one, and I found that the Iron Duke, which I believe was known as the Tech 4 at the time, but Pontiac's 2.5-liter 4, had a reasonable amount of torque. So around town, it didn't feel like a dog. It was actually it was a little fun to drive.
Yeah, I had a cousin also that owned one, and of course the latter years where they had the V6 and the SE model or the GT model, I guess it was, that was a really hot ride, but it's definitely a cool-looking vehicle. Here's one I never see this vehicle today. It was from Renault, and it was called the Fuego, which means fire. It cost $92.85 back in 1985. 110 horsepower, 2.2-liter, four-cylinder engine, and the one that Consumer Guide tested had the three-speed automatic, scooting from 0 to 60 in 11.8.
which at the time was a perfectly acceptable amount of time.
It is. I know. You say that to people today, and they look at you, you know, any car enthusiast. But I remember growing up, you know, in my mind, like any car that would do 0 to 60 in under 10 seconds was like really fast. Any car that would do 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds was like absolute world class. And now, of course, we're seeing, you know, minivans and sedans achieving times that would have rocked some sports cars years ago. The times have changed. Nissan had a couple of different sporty offerings, but the more affordable one that you guys tested was the 200SX. The turbo variant cost $91,94 in base price, with the turbo is $12,500, and this was 120 horsepower, 1.8-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine. Very popular with drifting folks.
Yeah, now that here we're talking 0 to 60 in 9.3, so we broke that 10-second barrier.
Yes. On another affordable vehicle for Mazda, the RX-7 GLS SE model. The base price was $11,125. The SE variant, the GSL SE, $15,825, 135 horsepower, 1.3-liter, two-rotor Wankel. And I know a lot of RX-7 folks still long for that vehicle and love that vehicle.
Yeah, the problem then as now with the turbo or with the Wankel, the rotary engine, we saw terrible mileage. Consumer Guide's observed fuel economy with that car was 16 mpg. It's just a problem with the rotary going way back.
Yeah, exactly. They never fixed that particular bugaboo. Isuzu had a very good-looking car. I believe I remember going back that the suspension on this vehicle was tuned by the folks at Lotus. It was called the Impulse.
Yeah, I always thought, I agree with you. I thought that that was a great-looking car.
And it cost about $11,287 and had a 90 horsepower, 1.9-liter four-cylinder engine. The Honda Prelude, which for many, many years was a really good-selling vehicle, that was also one of the cars spotlighted in this piece from 1985. 10,524, 100 horsepower, a four-cylinder engine. We'll have more with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide straight ahead. Don't go away.
Let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you'll get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America on great radio stations, as well as around the world on GCNLive.com. Let me remind you once again, are you dreaming about owning the new 2015 Ford F-150, the all-aluminum-bodied, beautiful, I've seen the pictures of it, beautiful, new, full-size pickup truck from Ford, or maybe you're an enthusiast and you want one of the Hellcats, the Charger, the Challenger from Dodge, or maybe you want the ultimate Corvette, the new Z06, or maybe you want to just own that classic car you've always wanted to own. Well, folks, we all know cars is an expensive habit and passion, and in most cases they require extra money. That's right. I'm inviting all of you to attend a free webinar to learn all about the stock market and investing directly from my friends, Phil Grandy and Donnie Cogswell. If you're in the market right now, Phil and Donnie are going to teach you how to adapt. And if you're not in the market, they're going to teach you how to invest. So you'll have that extra money for that really cool vehicle. This free class will cover stock market trading and investing for all skill levels. What have you got to lose? You will learn how to protect yourself in this market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, go to www.stocks4cars.com. That's stocks4cars.com. Or give Phil's gang a call at 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Callers, please use promo code AUTO so that you know that they know that they heard it, you heard it from yours truly. We're talking about Consumer Guide Test of the Affordable Sporty Coupes of 1985 with the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Tom Appel. And we've got quite a few more on this list to run through, including a vehicle we started to talk about, the Prelude. I mean, for years, this vehicle was in the Honda lineup and sold quite well, 0 to 60 in 10.3 seconds with 26.7 miles per gallon observed fuel economy. Pretty good numbers for that day.
Yeah, something I remember about the Prelude, too, is that it was considered kind of a classy ride, almost a near luxury vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a lot of luxury touches. Honda had the CRX, the HF model, came in at $6,658. This was a vehicle which had a 76-horsepower, 1.5-liter, four-cylinder engine, five-speed manual, also great fuel economy. And I know a couple of people, including my wife, who owned a CRX as one of her first cars and still talks about it today.
Yeah, my wife owned a 91 CRX, so it was a generation later. But what a joy to drive those cars were.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what year my wife's was. I'm going to have to check on that. But that was her first car, and she absolutely loved it. And Ford, the Mustang GT has always been an affordable, sporty vehicle. And back in the mid-1980s, 210 horsepower. Contrast that here with 2000, upcoming 15 with 440 or so horsepower, five-speed manual, but the price was a whole lot different. Mustang base price $7,500, $7,259 rather, with the Mustang GT costing you a few grand extra, $10,259. I owned a couple of different Mustangs in my day from that era, and remember them quite fondly. I had a couple of friends that also own this Dodge Daytona Turbo Z car, and this vehicle had a pretty powerful engine for its day, 146 horsepower from four cylinders and a turbo.
Yeah, that turbo was a tricky thing, too. That we were talking about how the CLA was not the most pleasant vehicle to drive around town. The Chrysler Turbo could be, especially with a manual transmission, was not always your friend at low speed.
That's right. And also on the list here is the IROC Z from Chevrolet, the Camaro. The base price of the regular Camaro was $8,777. The IROC Z price, which was the Z28 model with the IROC Z package, was $12,133. And again, the engine, 215 horsepower, 5-liter V8. That was a lot of power back then. But contrast that with the Camaros that are available here for 2014, 2015, where you can get up to 580 in the ZL1. But boy, that price has certainly changed a whole lot, to say the least.
Yeah, I remember Chevrolet advertising a 0 to 60 time of around 7 seconds for this vehicle, which at the time was just screaming fast.
Absolutely. And interesting, a journalist, a friend of mine, Ezra, who now works with Popular Mechanics, was with Automobile Magazine for many, many years. How he got his job with Automobile Magazine as a columnist, he actually wrote a story to Gene Jennings, and the name of the story was called "For Those About to IROC, We Salute You." That's kind of a takeoff on the AC/DC song, and that's what actually got him into the world of automotive journalism, was just that letter to Gene Jennings. So what a great story that is.
That's a great title.
Let's talk about some other new vehicles that you guys have driven recently. I've always been a fan of the Kia Optima, and you guys have driven recently the Ultimate One, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, they have the hybrid vehicle, but they've also got the SX Turbo. Recently, you guys drove the Kia Optima SX Turbo. This is a vehicle that has great value for the money and a lot of cool features.
Yeah, and it turns out to be just a darn pleasant car, too. And you know, for the price, you're getting an awful lot of car. One of the nice things, too, is that the turbo works pretty well. It's not the most refined turbo on the market, but there's plenty of power down low, and it's useful power. So, you know, the positioning of the small turbocharged 4 in place of a V6 works very well in this case. But nice car, nice interior, decent ride and handling. When you go with the SX Turbo, you give up some of the ride quality. It is definitely a sportier situation. So if you're in some place like Detroit or like Chicago, you might want to think twice or definitely test drive the car because you're going to lose some of that cushioning.
Here's another great article that you just put up a couple of days ago. It's about the five best-selling vehicles in Russia. I have never been to Russia, and I know it's certainly a very unique place these days. There are a lot of car enthusiasts over there. It's also still a little bit scary, to say the least. It's there are a lot of really, really wealthy people in Russia, and there are a lot of people that aren't doing so well. But here are the cars that are selling well. Including there's a Lada, which has an interesting name, at least in English. Is it pronounced Granta? Is that how it's pronounced, Tom?
I think it's Granta.
Granta, okay.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like it kind of looks like a Lada vehicles, but it was developed by a Russian company as well as Renault.
Yeah, it turns out the French companies are doing pretty well in Russia, and they're co-developing stuff. But these old Eastern Bloc car companies like Lada have partnered with other manufacturers and become viable organizations.
Hyundai is also doing well with a vehicle that we don't see here in the U.S. Well, you do see it under a different name, of course. It's
yeah.
Called the Solaris in Russia. But taking a second look at it, isn't that an accent?
That's our accent, yep.
Yeah, so that's a hot car in Russia. Here's another car that we get here in the U.S., hot in Russia. And who would believe this? Two Korean cars is hot in Russia. This one is the Kia Rio, which, of course, is a popular car here as well.
Yep, yeah. Again, selling much better in Russia than it is in the U.S.
Also on the list of the top-selling vehicles in Russia, I love this name. This is great. You've got a French car taking an old Plymouth name. It's the Renault Duster. That's doing well.
The French car with a Plymouth name that looks a little bit like a Subaru.
And they also are doing well, the folks with Volkswagen, with a vehicle called the Polo, which is available also as a cool all-wheel drive cross model that kind of looks like a tiny Audi Allroad. We don't see this one in the U.S., but that one's doing well.
Yep.
And then finally, this is kind of a Jeep-esque vehicle. Tell us about this vehicle. I know absolutely nothing about it. It's called the UAZ 469 Hunter. It sounds very official, very military-like almost.
And that's what it is. And I put it on a list only because it's not the best-selling vehicle in Russia. I just wanted the picture of this vehicle here because I think this meets most people's expectations of a Russian vehicle. And it's this crazy paramilitary sort of otherworldly Jeep-looking vehicle. And it's incredibly affordable over in Russia, but very bare bones, just a very big four-cylinder engine, standard four-wheel drive, and it's the kind of thing that'll get you through Siberia just fine.
Very good. There's also a review of the 2015 Expedition op at consumerguide.com. Check it out. Tom Appel, I got to get a picture of you. We're going to put you on the Auto World website as being a regular contributor. Thank you, my friend.
Wonderful.
We'll talk to you soon.
Always fun.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.